این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini suggests that several practical remedies for curing anger. According to Imam Khomeini, among the practical remedies, the important ones involve withholding of the self in the initial stage of anger. Imam explains the matter through his theological works as following. There are also several practical and theoretical remedies for curing anger when it has flared up.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, you're listening to another episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to read some of the speeches and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about different subjects and context. We do that in the hope to come to a deeper understanding of this great character. In one of his sentences about Islam and our deeds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi holds that take lessons from the awliya of God who have been always after the school or maktab and not after their own selves. Well, this speech of our great Imam has got an important message. While recently many Muslims are following the corrupted idea of carpe diem, which says whatever you like, you can do it with no attention to its consequences. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi here is giving us the lesson that when we accept Islam and become Muslims, then we must follow Islam's ideology or maktab in every detail of our routine life. It isn't in this way that we can follow the rules of our sharia whenever we like or whenever it is in the line with our benefits. No, that's a big mistake. When we accept this religion, you should stand against yourself when it encourages you to follow your whims and commit sins. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is absolutely referring to this fact that a Muslim should be so strong in beliefs that not even for a moment he or she might lose control over his or herself. You know, according to what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, such a control was found within the souls of awliya of God who were so careful about their self-control. This sentence of Imam rahmatullah alayh is just in line with a lot of verses and narrations about the importance of controlling nafs al-ammara, or the part of the self that encourages you to do evil and commit sin.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said in that regard, "Ashja'u an-nas man ghalaba hawah." The bravest of you people is he or she who controls his or her whims. I can see that gaining such control is so difficult that Imam Ali alayhi salam perceives such person as the bravest. We must learn to be faithful to our maktab and sharia and know that for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better and wants our good.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, إله إلا